Pacific Fish and Microplastics. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Microplastics are pretty much everywhere on Earth. They've been found in ocean water, wildlife, and even in the human body. Ocean currents carry these tiny fragments far from where they are produced, meaning that even remote places are not immune to plastic pollution. In fact, plastic pollution has reached some of the most isolated coastal waters on Earth. According to a new study led by researchers at the University of the South Pacific in Fiji, approximately one-third of fish living near Pacific Island countries and territories contain microplastics. In the study, which was recently published in the journal PLOS ONE, the research team analyzed 878 coastal fish, representing 138 species caught by fishing communities in Fiji, Tonga, Tuvalu, and Vanuatu. Overall contamination was widespread, but it varied sharply by location. Nearly three-quarters of sampled fish in Fiji contained microplastics, while only about 5% did in Vanuatu. Microplastics are tiny fragments and fibers shed from things like consumer products, textiles, and fishing gear. They can move long distances on ocean currents, so even remote regions are not protected from global pollution. Many Pacific communities depend heavily on fish for nutrition, livelihoods, and cultural traditions. Although the amount of plastic in each fish was small, the findings show how pervasive plastic contamination around the world has become. The study underscores a simple reality. Ocean pollution does not stay local, and its impacts can reach even the world's most distant shorelines. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime, anywhere, wherever you get your podcasts.